This week on The Marquee, we've got sinister street racers and a teenage sleuth who's all grown up. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Breaking Bad's Aaron Paul takes a break from the meth cooking business to race across the country in Need for Speed. After going to prison for a crime he didn't commit, Paul's Toby aims to get revenge on the professional race car driver that set him up by winning a famous illegal race. It may have fast cars and a large ensemble cast, but I don't think Need for Speed is going to dethrone The Fast and the Furious as the king of racing films anytime soon.
The Single Moms Club, the latest offering from prolific writer and director Tyler Perry, follows a group of five single mothers who form their own support group to help each other work through the challenges that they all face.
7 years after being canceled, Veronica Mars is back on the case, this time on the silver screen. When Veronica, a former teen private eye, played by Kristen Bell, returns for her high school reunion, she's compelled to clear the name of her ex-boyfriend, who's accused of murder. AMC Theaters will be showing Veronica Mars exclusively in Columbus. In addition, it will be available to rent at home on Amazon and iTunes.
Also opening in Columbus, Better Living Through Chemistry stars Sam Rockwell as a mild-mannered pharmacist whose quiet, simple life is turned completely upside down when he begins an affair with a rich customer played by Olivia Wilde.
Opening at the Gateway, in the crime comedy The Art of the Steal, Kurt Russell and Kevin Dillon star as two brothers that hatch a plan together to steal a priceless antique book, but their conflicting agendas ensure the plan goes awry.
Or, for action and family drama on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Jennifer Lawrence in The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, Chris Pine in Kenneth Branagh's Jack Ryan: Shadow Recruit, the Oscar-nominated performances of August Osage County, or, for the kids, the animated caper The Nut Job. Well, it's another rough week for new releases, so for my pick, I'll take a chance on The Art of the Steal. If this comic caper is half as entertaining as its trailer, it should be worth checking out.
Since Need for Speed is a little too dumb and way too long to recommend, I'll go with The Art of the Steal as well. Hopefully the fact that its name has changed 3 times since last year isn't a bad thing.
Or if this week's new releases don't have you racing to your favorite theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Homefront. In this over-the-top thriller, Jason Statham stars as a former DEA agent who moves his daughter to small-town Louisiana, only to discover that it's impossible to escape his past. With its stereotypical characters and overplayed conflict, it could have made a fun action comedy. Instead, it's a forgettable crime thriller.
In Out of the Furnace, Christian Bale plays Russell Bays, an iron worker who is desperately searching for his brother Rodney, played by Casey Affleck, who goes missing after an illegal bare-knuckle boxing match. His investigation leads him deep into the Appalachian Mountains and into the dangerous path of Woody Harrelson, a backwoods psychopath.
The Coen brothers' latest, Inside Llewyn Davis, follows a young folk musician as he struggles to get his solo career off the ground in 1960s New York. Though its intriguing supporting characters and the phenomenal soundtrack keep things interesting, the film itself is about as aimless and uncertain as its title character.
Based on the best-selling book, The Book Thief tells the story of a young girl living in Germany during World War II who steals and shares books with those around her. Other releases include the direct-to-DVD release of Winnie the Pooh, Springtime with Rue, and more classic releases such as East of Eden, Gunfight at the OK Corral, Atari, and El Dorado.
Well, it seems to be a pretty rough week for new releases in general. So, since my daughter is currently wild about Pooh and his pals, I'll give my pick to Disney's Winnie the Pooh, Springtime with Rue.
Homefront and Out of the Furnace have more in common than you might think, but one is definitely a lot more entertaining than the other. If you're apt to enjoy something starring Jason Statham and a meth-cooking James Franco, the choice is an easy one.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the latest big teen sensation. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
logic is the beginning of wisdom, not the end.